Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're on Masechet Makot Daf Yod Chet Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, continuing with our issue of Rabbi Shimon's exegesis, what we do with it. Kohen Shachal Mechatat V'Hashav Nifnei Zrikah. So if a Kohen ate from the Chatat and Hashem before Zrikah, which Rabbi Shimon said, you'd be getting Makot Loket. My Tama da Amar Krav Achlu Otam Asher Kupar Bahem. They have to eat it and attain Kapara, meaning Lachar Kapara In Lifnei Kapara Lo. And by implication, you can't eat it beforehand. That's Lav Avami Klal Asay Lavu, meaning a Lav that is inferred from the fact that the opposite is an Asay is a Lav. So that means you get Makot for anything implied. Metiv Rav, so Rav challenges says V'chol Be'mam Fesa Prasav Shach Shash Shtei Prasot Malak Kirav Be'mal Toto Chelu. You're allowed to eat an animal that has both simonim, ota tochelu v'ein behema achera tochelu, which means you can't eat one without both simonim. You could have kamar tzelo tochlu lamali. So why does the Torah then say you can't eat following that have don't have both simonim? So therefore, we can't say that you get makot for something that's implied. Ela eat marachin mar. Really, we should read Rav Gidol's statement in Shem Rav differently. We get on Rav Zar shalcha mechatat v'asham lifnei zrika patur. But if a czar eats from before his week, he's patur. Why? My tama d'amar krav achlu otam asher kupar bahem. Meaning, kol eicha the karinam bev achlu otam asher kupar bahem. Karinam bev azar lo yochal kodesh. The rest of the pasuk is a czar can't eat. But a czar's the lav of a czar eating it is only when the coin could eat and get kapar. Kol eicha lo karinam bev achlu otam asher kupar bahem. Lo karinam bev azar lo yochal. And since the coin couldn't yet eat it because the day is rika, the czar, who of course may not eat it, still doesn't get makot. Okay, back to Bikurim. Elazar Amar Roshaya. Bikurim hanacha me'akevet bahen, kriya in me'akevet bahen. The putting the basket down is ma'akev. We saw this as the opinion of Chachamim. Remember, Rabbi Lazar Hachi, since when does Rabbi Lazar say this? Vama Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya, again quoting Rabbi Shaya, he frees Bikurim kodem l'chag. Avra l'nachag, if you separated your Bikurim, let's say in August, and then you want to bring Mishalayim in November, you're kavu. They have to rot, you can't bring them. So my love is shumdala ma'atzilim mikurim. Isn't it because you can't do kriya, and kriya is ma'akev? So how could he say kriya is not ma'akev? He's talking about kriya and makevet b'hen on my yukav. Why let him rot? Bring him to Yerushalayim and don't do the kriya. Because the halacha is you can't do kriya on bikurim after a sukkot. You bring him to Chanukah, can't do kriya. The answer is Kedur Rabbi Zeira. This is the famous bila of Rabbi Zeira dam Rabbi Zeira. Just quick introduction. This is halacha menachot. The person makes a neder to bring 60 isaron of flour as a gift, as a mincha. He can bring it in one kli. 61, he can't bring it in one kli. Why? Because 60 could be mixed well, and 61, it's too much to mix it well with the oil. Now, the halacha is, im lo balal kasher, that if you didn't mix it, it's kasher, so why is that an issue? The answer is, Rabbi Zeira says, kol ha-ro'i le-bila in bila ma'kevet bo. If it's mixable, then the fact you didn't mix it, it's not ma'kev, chol chushen or le-bila, but if it's not mixable, then bila ma'kevet bo, the fact that you couldn't mix it, then is ma'kev. Same thing here. If you brought it and could do kriya, but didn't it do the kriya and the coin ate from it, it's not ma'kev. But if you can't do kriya because you now brought it after the chag, then it's ma'akev. Or Loza parenthetically would have to then say that if it was something you were mafrish after the chag, it would be fine. Because after all, then you would say all those people who can't do kriya could never bring their bikurim. And that, of course, would defeat half of the first parak of of bikurim. So it's only because you were mafrish at a time that kriya applied for chag and then you didn't bring it till after. Now, Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Matni Lavi Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, he had this version that Hanacha Makevet created a Makevet, not as Rabbi Elazar quoting Rabbi Shai, but Rav Asi quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Kashlo Rav Yochanan Rechanan. Then he found a contradiction. Rav Yochanan, Mi Amar Rav Yochanan Bikurim Hanacha Makevet created Makevet Bahen. And since when did he say that? Vaba Minei Rav Asi Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi himself asked Rav Yochanan, Bikurim Mei Matay Mutarin LeKohanim. When can Kohanim eat Bikurim? The Amrale were in the Kriya, if they're Kriyable, like they're from a proper person who owns the land and is before Sukkot, etc., Mishakarala, and you have to do Kriya. But she ain't really in the Kriya, but if it's something it's not, like a Ger, or like it's after Sukkot, or it's from Avray Adin, whatever, then Mishra open and bite. The minute they come and are present in the, and see, as it were, the walls of the Mikdash. So Kasha Kriya, Kriya, Kasha Nacha Nacha. So we have a double contradiction, because in the first presentation, Rabbi Yochanan just said, as a flat-out piece, the Hanacha is only Ma'akev. In the second one, Hanacha wasn't even mentioned. Either he said Kriya is Ma'akev, or he said Yapnei Abayit. Kriya, Kriya, Lokasha, HaRabbi Shimon, HaRabbanon. That's very easy. Remember, Rabbi Shimon is the one who's the opinion that Kriya is Ma'akev. So in the second version, he's adopting Rabbi Shimon's position. The first one, Rabbanon. Hanacha, Nacha, Nami, Lokasha. Because as we'll see, not everybody agrees that Hanachah is Ma'akev. That's the third piece. HaRabbi Yehuda v'HaRabbanan. My Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Datan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'hi nachto, you place it down, zut nufa. This really refers to lifting the basket up in the air. Tomer zut nufa, we know Hanachah Ma'amash, maybe it means putting it down. Kshu Omer v'hi nicho, had already said in the earlier pasuk that he should place the basket down. Hanachah Amur, you already have placing the basket down. V'kai mi nachto, so why does it say it a second time? Zut nufa, it's not a question of laying it down, but putting your hands under it and picking it up. So therefore, Biuda says, we do not have, and here's the kicker, a double mention of Hanacha in the Parsha, because the first, second one is about Tnufa, and therefore, you don't have an Ikuv, because the Halach in Kodshim, anything related to Mikdash, is Mikdash, Hishina Alava Katuv Lakev. When the Torah says something twice, it shows it's Ma'akev. Oman Tanapali Gerob Biuda, so who's Rabbi Yehuda's opposite number says Hanacha is Ma'akevet? Hazman Yaakovi. And it's a famous drasha of Hazman Yaakov. The Tanya of Lakacha, Koina Tariyadacha, the coin should take the basket from your hands. There's Bikurim. Mera Bikurim Shurun Tnufa. We know that this means, take it from your hands means Tnufa, lifting it up. Divrab Hazman Yaakov. Maitam Hazman Yaakov, where does he get it from? Ati Yad Yad Mishlamim. He gets it from the Pasuk in Parshat Tzav about Shlamim. Ktiv Achav Lakacha Koina Tane Miyadacha. Ktiv Yadav Tviyana Eti Shayaduna. Yadav here means the guy who's bringing the Korban Shlamim. A makan coin, a flawed coin. So just like in Bikurim, it's the coin that takes it from you. Similarly, the coin takes it from you in Shlamim. Uma lahalan ba'alim afkan ba'alim. Just like in Shlamim, it's the ba'alim also. So it's here. Haketzad meniach coin yadav tachet yidei ba'alim. If the coin puts his hands underneath the hands of the ba'alim, that are also underneath the korban or the Bikurim, and they lift up together. So therefore, Blazim and Yaakov says, the two mentions of Hanacha both mean Hanacha, because Tnufa comes from somewhere else. And therefore it's Ma'akev. Oh, Amaravada Baravim Yitzchak. Bikurim, Me'ematan Mechayvin Olehen. From what point are you Chayav for eating Bikurim if, let's say, you're a Kohen and you eat it before Kriya, but at what point does it become Bikurim? Or if you're a Zar who eats it? Mishiru Pnei Abayit, the minute that they see the Mikdash. Meaning if you ate Bikurim on the way to Yerushalayim, you're not Chayav. Come on, who does that follow? If you have some of your Bikurim inside Yerushalayim and some outside, the ones outside are fully chulin, they're nothing. And the ones inside are fully hektish. He says the same thing. Rabbi Yossi quotes three zakenim, we'll only hear one of them. And he quotes each one of them for one halacha. And it's Rabbi Shmuel who's going to quote, Yachol yale adam maaser sheni bizman hazeh v'yushalayim yochlenu. I might think you could take maaser sheni v'yushalayim today without a mikdash and eat it. V'dinhu. But really, I could argue that you can't based on reasoning. B'chor ta'un havat makom, maaser sheni ta'un havat makom. After all, you have to bring a b'chor to Yerushalayim, b'chor behema, and maaser sheni. Ma b'chor ino olav f'nei abayit, but b'chor I can only do when there's a beit hamikdash of maaser ino olav f'nei abayit. So Maser also must be owned and there's no Beit HaMikdash, so I can't bring it. But I challenge that. Ma lebechor, shekein ta'un matan tamim yamin legabay mizbeach. Bechor has to be brought on the mizbeach. Right? So Bikurim yochichu. Bikurim can disprove it because Bikurim are also not brought b'zman hazeh and don't need dam on the mizbeach. Ma lebikurim, shekein tunin hanacha. But the basket has to be placed in front of the mizbeach. Right? So now, Tamlomar, therefore, we cannot prove that Maser is not brought bizman hazeh based on b'chor or bikurim. We'll see why we couldn't do a tzad hasheveh here. Therefore, Talmud Lomar v'achalta lifnei Adonai l'vacha. You have to eat maser lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? Makish maser l'b'chor. In that list, in that pasuk, it says maser digancha and b'chor b'karecha. Ma b'chor eno lifnei abayit, af maser eno lifnei abayit. That's Rabbi Shmuel. And that's Rabbi Yossi quoting him. Now, the issue is, the point is, v'mi'ita lifrach ma'al bikurim shkentun kriya v'hanacha. If the halacha really was that kriya is indispensable, it should have argued how that bikurim are different because they require not only hanacha but kriya. Why not mention that? Ravashi nehiti kuvo leika mitzvah mileika. Ravashi says that doesn't prove anything because it should have been mentioned anyways. There's still a mitzvah of kriya. Everybody agrees with that. V'lei mitzvah v'lifrach. So why don't you challenge it and say, well, there's a mitzvah of kriya and therefore maser can't be compared? Rashi came in the Ika Bikure Hager, the Boy Lemma Shinishba, the Mother of Tame, the Volamatsi Amar. Since you have as an example a Ger, you also have a person who owns only two trees, and they vary it in, etc. They can't do Kriya, so Lopsikale, therefore he didn't want to use Kriya, because Kriya is not always there. Hanacha is always there. which means that this proof from Rabbi Shmuel is not really a proof. Now, parenthetically, the Hado Dina Vatekta Me'atzad, why didn't we then prove that Maser can't be brought from a combination of Bikurim and Bechor? Because what they have in common is Tzad Mizbeach, which Maser doesn't have. Either Dam on the Mizbeach or an Achan in front of the Mizbeach. Now, Umay Kesavar, what is it that Rabbi Shmuel holds? E Kesavar Kudush Rishonah Kichal Shatav Kichal Atid Lavo. There's a Sugyan Arachin and Megillah in several places. Whether the first sanctity of the Mikdash is forever. So, Afilu B'chor Nami, then you should bring a B'chor B'zman Hazet too. Just set up a Mizbeach and the bayit is as if it's there. E Kesavar Kudush Rishonah Kichal Shatav Lo Kichal Atid Lavo. And if he holds it's not eternal, Afilu B'chor Nami Tiboy. So then ask the question about B'chor. Don't assume that it's no good. Ravina, Liolam Kesavar, Kichalashatav Lokichalatid Latid Lavo. Rabbi Shmuel must hold that it's not Kedushalatid Lavo. Vacha Bechor, Shinizrak, the Mokonam Churban Abayt, Bechorev Abayt, Vadain Besoro Kayam. This is a Bechor where the Dam was Nizrak just before the Romans destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. The meat is still there. Umakshinam Besaro Damo. The Torah compares Vachala Habasar Vihadam. Therefore, Ma Damo Mizbeach, Besoro Mizbeach. Just like the Dam must go on the Mizbeach, similarly, the Basar must go on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if it's down, it's down. Umakish maser lebechor. In the pasuk that we saw above, maser and bechor are compared. So therefore, maser also can't come. Wait a second. We have a rule in Kodshim that you can't do a daisy chaining of hekesh. A is compared to B and B is compared to C, and therefore A goes to C. So the answer is maser dagan chulinhu. The answer is maser, which is the at the receiving end of all this, is chulin. It's not hekesh. So it's not limited. So Hanechel Manda Marbat Alamed Aslin, and that's only if you accept the approach that you go after the one that's getting the halacha, that's receiving the halacha. Manda Marbatam Alamed Aslin, but if you accept the position that you go after the one generating the halacha, that's an Ekdesh, Michael and Amar, and you can't do a daisy chain. The answer is Dama Basar Hu Chadamilti. Dama Basar is one item, so it's not a three step, it's a two step. Okay, back in the Mishnah, we said the Kochi Kochim, etc., and one of the things that we said is Masa Sheni Chutz Lachoma, you get Makot. Now, Tanin Chalazimna, in Mishnah Bet, we said it, Mitzvah Sheni like Nishal Niftu. And we assume it's Masa Sheni, outside of the walls, that you didn't redeem. So why say it twice? Yosef Chanina, Seif Masa Sheni Tahor V'Gavra Tahor. Our Mishnah is talking about Masa Sheni, that's Tahor, the guy is Tahor, and he's outside of the Chomah and eats it. Ka'ochal Chutz L'Chomah. Reisha, but the one in the first Mishnah, meaning Mishnah Bet, the Masa Sheni Tameh V'Gavra Tameh, could be either or, if one of them is Tameh. Ka'achal ev Yerushalayim, and you're eating it in Yerushalayim, and you get makot for that. We'll see why it's a problem. Nale d'machayev alim shum tuma, who says you're chayev for eating maser sheni betuma? Tan Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo vi'artim yonu betameh. In bidui ma'asrot, in parashat kitavo, you say, I did not eat it betameh. And what's the drasha of Rabbi Shimon? Ben shani tameh v'hu tahor, ben shani tahor v'hu tameh. Whether I'm tameh or whether maser's tameh. Either way, you're not allowed to do it. Ve'chan muzar al-achila in yodea. I don't know where you're prohibited. I just know that you admit that you didn't do it, which indicates that it's wrong. So, tumata guf behediktiv. The answer is, if I'm tameh, it's clear. Nefesh tigvav tamar erav lo yacham min hakodashim. If somebody touches a sheretz or whatever it may be, then it's tameh and can't eat min hakodashim. So that includes maser sheni. Ala tumata atzvamanan. What if the maser is tameh? Dechtiv lo tuchal lachol b'sha'arecha. You cannot eat maser b'sha'arecha. But a balmum, a b'chor balmum, can be eaten b'sha'arecha. From Mishra, what does that mean? Afilu tameh v'tahor achlim v'karachat. They can eat out of one bowl together. Kamarachman, heach tameh d'shari lach gabe tahor hatam. That I allow you to eat the tameh and the tahor together. Hacha lo techol. But here, lo tuchal lochol b'sha'arecha. So b'sha'arecha is kind of a code word for tameh and tahor together. Here, you're not allowed to. So who says you're allowed to redeem this maser sheni in Yerushalayim that was tamei that we're saying for not doing that you're getting makot and for reading it you're getting makot. How do we know this? We saw this at the end of Sanhedrin in Ir Nidachat. Tamalomar ki lo tuchal seito. The Torah says you can redeem it if you can't seito, which literally means to carry it. Seito l'achila, but it could also mean to eat. Shenemar, when Yosef serves his brothers, vayisam masot beit mei panav, he gave them food. Perhaps. For Bibi Amramasi, it's good. So that means if you can't eat it because it's Tamei, you could redeem it, even in Yerushalayim. Bibi Amramasi, Minayim Lamasa Sheni Tahor, Shepodino Tova, Filu Bibsia, Chadchutz Lachoma. How do I know that even if it's Tahor and you're one step outside of Yerushalayim, you could redeem it? Shema Kilotu Chal Seito, you can't carry it. I'm Bayele Lechor Bilezer. We needed it for Rabbi Eliezer's thing, which is Tamei in Yerushalayim. So imke nemakralu tuchal ochlo. Only if Rabbi Elazar's halacha, we would just say you can't eat it. My seito, why did you use seito? To carry it. Ve'ema kulu lahachiyudata. So it's all for seito, for carrying it. Rabbi Elazar's out. So imke nemakralu tuchal litlo. Then it should say you can't pick it up. My seito, why use this equivocal word that goes both ways? Shvaminatarti. Okay, Yati Rav Chanin Rav Shai becoming Bayaluhu Apitcha to Yerushalayim Mahu. They asked the question, what if you're right in the front of the entrance to Yerushalayim, you're in the gates, what's the story? Pshita hu b'chutz maso b'fnim. If you're outside and the stuff's inside, Kaltu Mechitzot, the stuff's inside Yerushalayim, and then you can't take it out, you can't redeem it. Hu b'fnim maso b'chutz, what if he's inside and the stuff's outside, Mahu? B'tanalahu ahu samli du Rebbe Rishim Rani Yuchai, Yikor Rav Shim Rani Yuchai, Ki Yerchak Imcha Makom. If the place is far from you, mimiluecha, meaning from your produce. So your produce is outside, then you can still redeem it, even if you're inside. Bar Papa, or Papa asked, Nakit lebekanya, let's say you had a stick. You were inside, and it was at the end of a stick, that was, and it was outside, my. And this take, we're going to come back to this take. Unclear at this point. At what point are you chayav for eating ma'aser sheni chutz lachoma? It's strange, because we think it's from the minute that you make it ma'aser sheni. It's not so. Mishir epnei achoma, only when it sees the walls of Yerushalayim. My tamad amakra, lifnei adonai vecha tochlenu shana v'shana, you have to eat it in front of Hashem. Uchtiv, ki lo tuchal lecho b'sharecha, you can't eat it in your gates. Meaning, kol echad akreinu lifnei Hashem alakecha tochlenu, ki lo tuchal lecho b'sharecha. Only when it's come in front of Hashem, meaning it's seen the walls of Yerushalayim, then the law of lo tuchal kicks in. Ki lo karmi lifnei Hashem alakecha tochlenu, ki lo tuchal b'sharecha. So, let's say a coin has one fig and it's tevel. Amar tenazu truma tabe uktzai. He says the truma is in the stem. Masarishon, it's funa the masarishon is in the north part. Masarishon the truma, but he didn't separate trumat maser. Vishnat maser sheni vubishalayim. Let's say it's the year of maser sheni. He's in Yerushalayim. Maser oni vubikvulin. It's maser oni, but he's outside Yerushalayim. Then achala, if he eats it, lokei achad. He gets one makot for eating the tevel of trumat maser. Vizar shachla, if it's a czar eating in the same circumstance, lokesh daim, because he also ate truma. She'ilu b'tchila chalayin lokeh lachat. But the czar, if he just ate it without saying any of these things, would only get one set of makot, which is for eating tevel. Tamad yitei b'shalayim. It's only because he's in Yerushalayim. Habig v'lin, if he was outside, lokesh shalosh, we would infer that he would get three sets of makot. One for tevel, one for truma, one for tevel. And one for Maser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. The Alpha Gavdalavru at Pnei Achoma, even though it never saw the Pnei Achoma. So the answer is Da'ili B'Afki. Maybe you took the fig in, then took it out. So Yachim Alameimer, then it's obvious. So Achamayaskin and Gon Da'ilinu B'Tivleyu. They brought the fig in, or the figs in, without separating anything. And then they took it out. Because Savra Tonat Shalaramu Kamishuramu Damian. Rabbi Yossi must hold that if you haven't yet separated the things, it's as if they're separated as far as the Chiyuv kicking in. So it saw the house, even though it wasn't yet identified, it saw the walls, it's already Maser Sheni for Chiyu. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that way. Batanya, in the Machloket, B'Chamed Hill, what to do about Maser Sheni that went through Yerushalayim and went out. Shemen Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Quotes Rabbi Yossi saying, Lo Nechluk B'Chamed Hill Al Perot Shelo Nigma Malachtan Favu Yerushalayim. They didn't disagree about Perot that had not yet been fully processed, that went through Yerushalayim. She padem maser sheni shalayim v'yochal v'chomakom. Then bipoted them outside. They didn't get caught by the mechitzot. Hamanech l'ku, what was the disagreement about? Aperot shenigram alachtan v'avri v'shalayim. Only if they were processed, then they went through shalayim. V'cham yom yachzir maser sheni shalayim v'yochal v'shalayim. V'cham says you have to come back and eat the maser sheni v'shalayim. Tomim padem v'yochal v'chomakom. You can bipoted them. Now, that means that they were completed, but you didn't separate maser, identify maser sheni. And remember, we were ruling like Beit Hillel. And Rabbi Yossi says that according to Beit Hillel, which is the halacha, we don't consider them to be maser sheni, even though it's matanot shelo ramu. So that matanot shelo ramu kamishu ramu damin akal tu mechitzot. The mechitzot already nabbed it, and Beit Hillel should agree you have to bring it back. You can't be redeem it because it already got caught in Yerushalayim. Amar Rabba, Rabba gives his famous answer. It's al lechol d'oraita. The obligation of eating inside the walls of Yerushalayim, that's d'oraita. Mechitzal lechol, but the fact that you can't redeem them. Once they got in, they get nabbed by the walls, that's the Rabbanan. God's Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan make the Gzera, ki ita ve'ene, that's only if Maser Sheni is already there. Tivle lo God's Rabbanan, but if it's still not specified, they didn't make the Gzera. Ravina Mari has a different thinking, going to Nakile B'Kanya, maybe it's that case where Papa talked about, where you're inside the city and it's outside and stuck to the stick, Tifshut Baidra Papa, and maybe that would solve the problem of Papa that really is considered to be outside, and therefore Beit Hillel says you could redeem it. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next podcast and the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful